are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Small Business University audio series presentation. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with just the click of a button. Once downloaded, you can load the presentation on your iPod or MP3 player, or make your own CD and listen in your truck. Monthly subscribers also have access to literally hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. The cost is only $24.95 per month to be a member, or you can purchase this individual presentation as a physical CD for $18.95 or download it immediately to your computer for only $9.95. Now, let's listen to the first few minutes of this month's presentation.
Surviving information overload. When you were growing up in the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, or the 70s, and possibly a few listeners in the 80s, early 80s, did you ever believe that sometime in the future you would be bombarded by information all the time, all day long, from every direction? I certainly didn't. I remember when I was just before my first year in graduate school, I went to Europe. I visited the island of Menorca off the coast of Spain. I decided to take a tour around the island, and in about an hour, I was besieged by three wild dogs. The dogs came upon me. All I had was a bathing suit and a towel, and I thought they were going to pounce on me. There was no help around. Every place I turned, nobody, nothing. Each of the dogs was showing me their teeth, their grizzled coat. They were in that pre-pounce mode, and I saw myself as chopped meat. Finally, a man came running down the hill, and one by one, he took the dogs by the collar, brought them over to the side of the road, and there for the first time, I could see a gate. It was covered with vines. He put the dogs in the vines one by one, and then I realized I was going to get out of this predicament. But it strikes me to this day, here I was confronted by these hounds of, well, from wherever. And we're all confronted by hounds of too much information, hounds of too much to do, hounds of too much to read, hounds of time pressure, hounds of stress, every place we turn. Now, what you may not have realized is the pressure that people feel today is much less because of their individual management or personal styles when compared to sociocultural, big words, sociocultural factors. In other words, the culture in which we live accounts for much of the information overload and the time pressure that we all experience. Even though our individual jobs are demanding, we're continually asked to do more with fewer resources and so on. The reality of our existence today is that nobody really feels like they're keeping up. No one feels great about the daily deluge of information. No one is sure how to manage everything that's competing for their time and attention. And no one wants to admit not having all the answers, not being on top of things all the time, feeling as if, you know, they're chasing the clock. I'm here to tell you that this is a socially pervasive phenomenon. And indeed, as Western technology spreads throughout the globe, as other countries have their cell phones, their PCs, their fax machines, their email, their traffic, all the tie-ups, all the publication, you begin to wonder if the world is having a nervous breakdown with too much information. Now, a quick history lesson as to where we are and where we're going. The first great age that defined how people essentially made their livelihood was the age of hunting and gathering. People gathered berries, they hunted wild animals, they lived in small groups, roamed from place to place depending on the vegetation and the game, and this is primarily how they made their way. The next great age was the age of agriculture. Larger families, working the fields, predictable crop yields most years. And now and then the corn didn't rise so high, and every now and then people got into.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Small Business University audio series program. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you are already a subscriber, simply log in and get access to the full program. If you would like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but access to several hundred other programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed directly to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.